WTAW News Time is 6:05. It's 65 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos Valley Floor and Design, the largest selection at the best prices, and that's a promise. Visit their showroom off Welburn Road across from Rock Prairie. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Traffic in West Bryan was tied up yesterday afternoon for more than 2 hours. It's after police dealt with a suspicious package that was found under the bridge at the intersection of Highway 47 and Villa Maria.
About 1 o'clock or sometime after 1 o'clock, we had a theft in progress from a Sprint store. And one of the devices had a GPS locator on it. And the last known location of this stolen device was near the bridge at 47. So officers were in the area. They were looking, trying to find this stolen item when they came across a small pipe, and it looked very suspicious. So they backed off, they shut down the road, and called in Collar Station Bomb Squad.
Officer Kelly McKeithen says the pipe that was neutralized is not believed to be related to the cell phone theft. Bryan School District administrators are negotiating contracts for 2 more construction projects approved by voters last November.
We do an evaluation, and then if you are good enough to be in the top 20 percentile, then we look at the lowest proposal. That's a good balance of getting a good quality contractor and the best price.
The district's construction director, Jeff Windsor, told school board members Monday a local firm, Dudley Construction, will do the $2.5 million facelift at Merrill Green Stadium, which includes a new press box. Administrators picked an out-of-town company for the $6 million expansion of Davila Middle School. Balfour Beatty is the same contractor hired for the $34 million expansion at Stephen F. Austin. Windsor says the stadium is $96,000 under budget and Davila is $22,000 under budget as well. The board will take final action later this month. Texas A&M went to social media to release fall enrollment statistics. On A&M's Twitter feed, an infographic reports more than 61,000 Aggies are on the campuses in Brazos County. That breaks down to more than 59,000 in College Station and another 2,600 at the Health Science Center. Compared to last year, that's an increase of 3,300 on the main campus and 124 at the HSC. A copy of A&M's infograph is on our website at WTAW.com, as well as our Twitter and Facebook pages. As part of a National Public Power Week, BTU is hosting a reception tomorrow afternoon. Group manager David Worley says BTU is the fourth largest of 72 public providers in Texas.
Most of them don't own their own generation, so you know we have our own generation, and that helps serve our customers well in controlling the market prices and making sure that we can mitigate the risk out on the wholesale market. And then we have our own transmission and distribution system. So we're what's referred to as vertically integrated. We've got all the pieces and parts.
Tomorrow's reception starts at 5:30 at the BTU offices in downtown Bryan. While Veterans Day is still more than a month away, those who served and their families are being asked now to find their dog tags. Bill Youngkin of the Brazos Valley Veterans Memorial says that will be part of this year's program.
One of the things we want to try to do a little different this year is we're asking that every veteran that would attend the ceremony or that day period pull out their dog tags and wear them. We're going to start making dog tag day.
Youngkin says 101 names will be added to the memorial during next month's program. The featured speaker is a former Aggie Yell leader, Mike Beggs, class of 1968, who's a retired Marine. WTAW News Time is 6:09. It's 65 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos Valley Floor and Design. More news on the way at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It's no tricks and all treats, plus lots of fun for the entire family. The George Bush Presidential Library and Museum, Atkinson Toyota, and WTAW invite you to a costume contest and trick-or-treating event on Sunday, October 25th from 3 to 6 p.m. This free, fun, and safe event is for children of all ages. Gather goodies, plus play games on the Presidential Plaza and participate in the costume contest for prizes. Sunday, October 25th from 3 to 6 p.m. at the George Bush Presidential Museum, presented by Atkinson Toyota, with special thanks to HEB, The Eagle, The Farm Patch, Catalina Hatters, and UPA.
Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Through the nighttime hours, we're going to have partly cloudy skies and a temperature
falling.
Yeah,
sure we are. Yeah, fine. Okay, we'll get the proper weather for you in a minute. In the meantime, I'll just read you the weather forecast. How would that be? All right, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is high temperature today, about 90. Maybe not quite. Low temperature tonight, around 66 or so. Keep that pattern going all week long. Probably won't make 90 past today, so we're at about 85-ish or so, and middle 60s for our low. 20% chance of showers in the forecast starting on Thursday and going all the way through Saturday. And right now we have, what, 63? And that's the weather.
And the sports come up in just a little bit as we look at A&M football. It's a bye week, but there's still some stuff to report. And they've set a game time for the Alabama game. It'll be 2:30. We'll get all the details there. Let me see. Two A&M football players on watch lists and awards. Volleyball award winner, soccer award winner, and A&M women's golf is in the running for a collegiate tournament. And Aggie is the head of an NFL football team as well. Interim, but he's still running the place. We'll have that and a whole lot more coming up at about 6:50.
He's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Dan Campbell is not bad.
That's, sharp guy.
Yeah, that'll be fun. Hope that works out for him. In the meantime, where is that? It's so difficult. Well, you know, it's
because there's no Diet Coke, right?
No, there is. It's not my XP, and so, you know. Car was parked outside a hospital in England. Two officers on patrol happened to look in the car, thought they saw a baby inside alone. Officers asked the advice of nurses, who agreed, yep, as a baby. After they smashed their way into the car, they learned it was really a doll wrapped up in a blanket. When the owners of the car returned to the vehicle, they found the back window broken with a note to call police, who said they'd pay for the window.
Oh, well, that's good.
Well, it is, I think so. And then there's the Colorado Springs officers and firefighters who responded to a bank on the report of a gas smell in the building. The investigators located a jar of suspected gasoline in the overnight drop box. Police looked at the security footage from the side of the building, discovered a video of a man attempting to light the jar and push it through the slot. But the apparent attempt at arson went wrong. The jar shot flames back toward his face. Yes. Workers are trying to identify the suspect who may have been burned in the incident. Okay.
Coming back. At least doesn't have any eyebrows.
Well, yeah, that's also true. Coming back to getcha. Got another one of those in a minute, too. Just when you think you're able to do something wrong, it blows up on you. Yeah?
We got a lot of info.
Mation.
Just saying.
I like karma when it's instant.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. Exactly.
Makes you feel good about the world.
It's like a John Lennon song, wouldn't it? Instant karma, right?
Oh.
You're too young.
I guess so.
You wouldn't remember that. Okay. Yeah.
I'm not saying nothing.
All right.
Atkinson at Pace to Stay believes that strong future leaders are in our schools right now.
If you're a high school senior, join your classmates and commit to attending all of your classes this year.
At the end of the school year, Atkinson Toyota Scion is giving away a new Scion, or you could win one of many scholarships.
Details are available at atkinsonatpacetostay.com and on Facebook.
Good luck, seniors from Atkinson Toyota Scion, Mid-South Synergy, The Eagle, Brian Broadcasting, KBTX Media, Prosperity Bank, and Merrill Lynch.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-through and same-day, in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
See, there it is.
Okay.
There it is. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Tuesday. Had to get our music.
Didn't mean to make you break out the 4672.
Yeah, exactly, whatever it happens to be. It's all right, here we go. It's day number 279. We call it Tuesday, October the 6th. Got 86 of them to go. Today is Mad Hatter Day. I'll send a card to Les Miles.
a day just for him.
Yeah. Come and take it day. Now, is that Refurio? Probably not, right?
Gonzalez?
I think it's Gonzalez.
Gonzalez, sorry. Okay, anyway.
We didn't talk about Houston had that big flag that said, come and take it.
Yes.
For the baseball bat.
Right.
The Rangers had a flag that said, came and took it.
It's German-American Day, and it's birthdays.
Oh, see, I was trying to find come and take it. Hang on.
Okay.
Sorry. There we go. Right. Olivia Thilby is 29 years old from Juneau. Jeremy Sisto, 41 from 6 Feet Under and Suburgatory. He's in a brand new one that's starting at the end of the month called Wicked City. It's a cop show on ABC. Yeah. Amy Jo Johnson's 45 years old. She was the Pink Power Ranger.
Okay.
Elizabeth Shue is 50. See, I knew you'd know.
I did.
Elizabeth Shue is 52 from a number of things. Tony Dungy, class act in the NFL, is 60. David Hidalgo is 61, the lead singer of Los Lobos. Kevin Crown is 64, the lead singer of REO Speedwagon. Brett Eklund, Bond girl, 73. Ellen Travolta, John's sister, who's actually done some acting. She was in Charles in Charge.
Never heard of her.
She was the mom in Charles. She was Charles's mom in Charles in Charge.
There you are. Okay. Yeah.
She's 75. And Bruno Sammartino, he's 80 years old, old school wrestler.
Ah, there you go. No, it is. It's Gonzales. It's Come and Take It Day. The town of Gonzales holds the Come and Take It Festival each year. It commemorates the firing of the first shot of the Texas Revolution. It was on October the 2nd. Dang, we should know that.
Well,
shouldn't
we should, but.
Okay. Well, and we didn't celebrate it. Anyway.
We just did.
So. Well, no, but today's the 6th, so we're 4 days late. Oh. Some people also believe that this day originated from a movie of the same name back in 2001. These people here, the Holiday Insights people, say that's just a coincidence. So there apparently are e-cards for this as well. So,
really?
Yeah, okay. So whatever, that'll be fine.
Wow.
So, yeah, just saying. All right, so in the meantime, the city of San Francisco seemed to be having a problem of people deciding to answer the call of nature on buildings. And they took this, I want to say it was from Munich, but what they've done is they've painted these walls with basically splashback paint that does just what the name says. So okay. They've been testing this, and the pee-resistant paint for public buildings has been an overwhelming success.
Really?
Yes, not only does it repel the water, the fluid, it bounces it right back at you. So there's your instant karma number two. Number one. Thank you. Go ahead.
I think we predicted abject failure for this.
Yeah.
Well, then people would just aim it off to the side and try to, you know, right, do little bounce shots onto their friends.
Hit their friends. Well, look, here's the deal. The city of San Francisco says it's a big success. Okay,
yeah, so that's true. They're the ones spending the money.
That's right. So it could be an abysmal failure, and they're not about to tell us that.
True.
So, you know, once again,
very true.
If the government tells you, it must be true.
Now, here's the morning Sean Hannity update.
So last year, the 1,000 alien children that flooded our borders, well, it cost you, the American taxpayers, almost $1 billion. Now, for 2015, the administration has now requested over $2 billion in funding for the illegal immigrant children. According to Judicial Watch, Americans are not only helping children from Honduras, also spending millions on Central American youths that never even set foot on American soil. Quote, this month, Uncle Sam sent another $13 million to provide job training to at-risk youth in El Salvador and Honduras. The goal is to help them develop relevant skills and secure good employment. Now, with a record nearly 95 million Americans out of the labor force, maybe it'd be nice if we just take care of them first.
Join Sean later today right here on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you are over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some urgent news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you compare all of the rates and products available. A free annuity rate report has been released, which reveals the annuities with the highest guaranteed rates and lowest fees. Grab a pen right now to receive this free annuity rate report. We researched over 2,000 annuities and have summarized the safest annuities with the highest guaranteed rates in our free report. To find the best annuities, you need the right information. To receive your free, no-obligation annuity rate report, call 1-800-504-1712. That's 800-504-1712. Because when it comes to buying an annuity, shopping rates and products can save you thousands. Call 800-504-1712. 800-504-1712. 800-504-1712.
Brought to you by Brooks & Company.
It's National Karistan Month at Aggieland Carpet One.
Life can be hard. Karistan and Aggieland Carpet One would like to soften the way.
During National Karistan Month, Aggieland Carpet One has the lowest prices of the season on Karistan carpets and rugs. Add a rug or add a few. Carpet a room or carpet the whole house. Whatever your decision, you'll save a lot if you shop at Aggieland Carpet One during National Kerastan Month.
Kerastan carpets and rugs now on sale at Aggieland Carpet One.
Plus, get up to $500 off selected hardwood, vinyl, laminate, tile, and more with 18 months special financing.
And with our beautiful guarantee, you'll love the way our new floors look or we'll replace them for free.
Visit Aggieland Carpet One during our National Kerastan Month sale for floors you'll love.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. General Mills is recalling 1.8 million boxes of Cheerios and Honey Nut Cheerios, saying the cereal is labeled gluten-free but actually contains wheat. General Mills says wheat flour was inadvertently used in a gluten-free oat flour system. People with conditions like wheat allergies or celiac disease who eat the gluten might experience an allergic reaction or discomfort. Sony says it will turn its semiconductor unit into a freestanding arm in a move that will enable it to demonstrate the rapid growth and demand for its digital image sensors, which are used in Apple iPhones and other mobile devices. The new structure will take effect in April. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras affirmed his commitment to the country's third bailout program and says the country could return to capital markets and restore its liquidity within the next 20 months. Crude oil down 19 cents at $46.07 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a modestly lower open after stocks rallied yesterday. That's Your Money Now.
By 2025, it's estimated that half the world's population will lack access to safe drinking water. A sorry state of affairs as two-thirds of our planet is covered by water. We are helping develop solutions for salt water to satisfy the thirst of future generations. BASF. We create chemistry.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA Cref. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA Cref is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Cref Individual Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
This morning's financial report has been brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
At batteriesplus.com, you can order light bulbs and batteries for pretty much anything and pick them up in-store. Located in Bryan in front of the new Walmart and in College Station. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Trust the plus.
Acme Glass, been here since 1946, taking care of your glass needs when you need glass or when you want glass. And most of the time, it's because you need to get a piece of glass replaced, whether it's in your vehicle or at your home or your business, and Acme Glass understands that and responds that way. You know, if you can't give up your vehicle, Acme Glass can come and do an on-site installation to take care of it for you. If you need a piece of glass cut to a certain size or you want a straight-edge bevel, Acme Glass can do that in downtown Bryan. If you have a project that you're working on, they'll help you with that. If you want to get a piece of glass installed in your home, they'll come out there, take care of it for you, based on your schedule. Of course, in a business, quite often a replacement of glass has to be done in a timely manner. Acme Glass understands all that and been doing it again since 1946. With two locations, one in downtown Bryan and one across from the main entrance at A&M. They're open a half day on Saturday to help you with your project. So if you've seen a piece of glass someplace and you'd like to have that in your world, then let Acme Glass show you work that they've done around the Brazos Valley, not only in homes but in businesses. Acme Glass, downtown Bryan and in College Station.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. This happened for the first time since 2009 to the NFL in September. Any idea what that was? Last month was the first time in over 6 years the NFL had gone a full calendar month without anybody being arrested. September was also the first time in 15 years that they went a month during the season without an arrest. Now, you may be thinking, well, that's just been a rough streak. You'd be wrong. Last month and July 2009 were the only months in the past 11 years where an NFL player was not arrested. And last month was the first time in 15 years the league went a month during the season. Here are some of the other interesting facts for the NFL. I'm a huge fan. This, to me, is bothersome. The NFL has averaged an arrest a week for the last 5 years. The Vikings win with 18 over those 5 years, which is the most of any team. Denver came in second, followed by San Fran and then Tampa Bay. No NFL team has gone the last 2 years without a player being picked up by the police. Just to put it into context, how many people at your office have been arrested? How many people that your significant other works with have been arrested? Yeah. Unfortunately for this one, I got nothing. Appalling, I guess, is the best I can say. And that is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. If you're looking to work on some of your investments, they offer gold and silver bullion. Jewelry lying around that you may or may not want anymore, go in and find out if it's something you could make a little money on. David will take a look at it for you. It is all at David's Jewelry and Coin on College in the same shopping center as Hurricane Harry's, just down from IHOP, or you can find them online at davidsjewelryandcoins.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
The holidays are approaching. Howdy, this is Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services reminding you of our holiday light package. Whether it's lights on the eaves, down the driveway, or in the trees, ABC can install your holiday lights, then return after the holidays to remove and pack them up for storage. We use only high-quality lights, and we have been installing lights longer than most companies have been in business. For holiday lights, call ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
There you go, the weather. It's brought to you by Wilton's Office Works, celebrating 20 years in business. Thanks to you, stop in and see their showroom on the freeway between University and Briarcrest. High today, probably about 90 or so. Same thing really all the way through the week. It probably will not be quite as warm as we head toward the weekend, but we're talking about 86 or so. So anyhow, middle to upper 80s all week long. Low temperature each night, probably in the upper 60s. We do have a slight chance of showers at about 20 or 30% starting on Thursday and going all the way through the weekend. So we'll see how all that plays out. Northwest winds right now at 5, 81% relative humidity. We've got 63 out there.
People who live below their means tend to have something in common, and it's something the rest of us would probably like to have. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
Do shopping online and using public Wi-Fi make you vulnerable to identity theft? Does giving out your social security number put you at risk? Is your dog at risk of identity theft? Yes, yes, and no. Your dog has absolutely nothing to worry about. But we do live in a world that can expose a lot of personal information, and that can lead to having your identity stolen and losing everything you've worked for. That's why at LifeLock, we use proprietary technology to detect a wide variety of threats. And unlike free credit monitoring services, we have a dedicated U.S.-based staff to help restore your identity if it ever is compromised. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But if you ask yourself whether you're worth protecting with the best, isn't the answer a resounding yes? Plans start at $9.99 a month, and now you can get 10% off. Go to LifeLock.com and use promo code NEWS.
People who spend less than they earn and live beneath their means report a higher level of personal happiness. And in fact, they often say,
sure, we could afford to spend more, but why would we? It wouldn't make us any happier.
Jeff Yeager, author of the book The Cheapskate Next Door, has studied cheapskates and found
they live largely debt-free. Only about 5% of them had consumer debt other than a home mortgage. They also tend to be people who are very self-confident, very self-reliant, but not selfish. On average, they gave twice as much to charity as an average American.
Interestingly, cheapskates do splurge, but not so much on stuff as experiences.
And there's a lot of social science that shows that objects, stuff, tends to disappoint us over time. But experiences, that cherished memory, often increases in value over time. The average American has regrets about 80% of the discretionary items they buy. The cheapskates said they regret only about 10% of their purchases. So arguably, these are people who are smart about consumption and money, and the only thing they're sacrificing is the stuff normal Americans buy that they later regret.
Yet, despite this lower level of spending and consumption, these people do seem to be happier.
They're at least very content, but I ask, do you stress out about and think about money more or less than non-cheapskates you know? 95% of the cheapskates said, absolutely, we think about it less.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Skyline Communications presents Two-Way Radio for Business and Industry. Forget the brick radios of the past. Our full-featured units are lighter and smaller. Your cell phone can even access your radio fleet. Skyline Communications. Two-Way Radio, a better way.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 64 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where their vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to MarEyeCenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The Bryan School Board will take final action later this month on awarding construction contracts on two more projects approved by voters last November. One is the $6 million expansion of Davila Middle School.
Davila is going to a 7th and 8th grade campus, going from about 650 students to over 1,200 students. They were $22,000 under budget.
The district's construction director, Jeff Windsor, says they're negotiating with the same company, Balfour Beatty, which is doing the $34 million expansion of Stephen F. Austin. A local firm, Dudley Construction, was selected to replace the press box and other improvements at Merrill Green Stadium.
We went through probably six different designs and styles, each one of them, and we cut 5 feet out of the center corridor just to pick up that square footage. So I think what we've really done, a good job of getting the best bang for the buck. And that's really what we're trying to do. We're trying to get the best value for the district.
Windsor says Dudley came in $96,000 under the estimate of $2.5 million. Fall enrollment at Texas A&M is up by more than 6% in College Station and by 5% at the Health Science Center. An infographic on A&M's Twitter feed says more than 59,000 are taking classes in College Station. That's an increase of more than 3,300. Headcount at the HSC is almost 2,600, which is up by more than 120. Adding in the Galveston and Cutter campuses, that boosts the overall number to 64,600. That's up almost 4% from last fall. On our website at WTAW.com, along with the Facebook and Twitter pages, is a copy of A&M's snapshot into fall enrollment figures. Texas Tech students are getting the chance to shape how campus carrying of firearms will be administered.
It's on the homecoming ballot, which draws about 4,000 to 5,000 votes each year. Student body president Holton Westbrook shares some of the questions.
Will you plan on having your license as well as carrying on campus? And then, you know, other things like where you feel like stress is higher than usual in certain areas on campus, where you feel the concern may be larger.
The vote doesn't set policy, but will provide feedback to student government members and administrators who will decide how campus carry will be implemented. In Lubbock, Matt Ernst, TSN News.
Bryan police responding to the report of cell phones being stolen wound up discovering a suspicious-looking piece of pipe. And Officer Kelly McKeithen says the pipe under the bridge at Highway 47 in Villa Maria affected traffic for more than 2 hours yesterday afternoon.
They shut down the road and called in College Station bomb squad just for structural reasons, because it was near a structural post. That's one of the reasons why we couldn't let anyone go over 47, or, you know, we didn't want anyone going under 47, so we shut down that whole area. The bomb squad was able to come in. They sent in their remote device to get a look at it. Then they neutralized it and were able to extract that device.
Investigators believe there's no connection between the pipe and the cell phone thefts. You're invited to a reception tomorrow as BTU recognizes National Power Week. Group manager David Worley says we've completed a second straight mild summer, which means making budget adjustments for selling less electricity than anticipated.
There's a little buffer built in there, so we expect sometimes that the weather's going to do what the weather wants to do. Our main goal is to make sure we have enough capacity to serve our load when it is really, really hot or really, really cold. The other times are just part of the game that we play. And, you know, the fact that we're subject to those price swings out on the market keeps our customers from bearing that risk.
Another factor is the price for buying power at peak periods during high demand, jumping nearly tenfold from nearly 15 years ago.
When the market opened in 2002, that started out at $999, and that's on its way to $9,000. Now, if we're selling into the market, we can get paid those prices. And so having that wholesale operation that BTU has actually is a very good thing, because it keeps our customers' fuel rate low.
Tomorrow's reception is at the BTU offices in downtown Bryan, starting at 5:30. Details have been announced for the upcoming Veterans Day program at the Brazos Valley Veterans Memorial. Board member Bill Youngkin says 101 names are being added to the more than 5,000 on the memorial.
All the names are called.
If you're present, you would answer like you if you were in mourning formation. If it's someone who's not there, a deceased family member, then the family answers for them. And it's become a very integral part of our program is the roll call.
This year's speaker is retired Marine and former Aggie Yell leader Mike Beggs, class of 1968. And Youngkin says vets are invited to wear their dog tags to the program. The state will buy three buildings near the Alamo as part of a plan to give the historic shrine, the surrounding plaza, a makeover. The General Land Office expects to close on the Woolworth, Crockett, and Palace buildings by the end of the year, pending inspections. The office is teaming with San Antonio to create a master plan for the site. WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 64 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Mar Ice Center. We'll have more news coming up at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Merry Christmas!
Does your Christmas wish list include a store full of Christmas shoppers? To make sure your business has a Merry Christmas, you need a partner capable of delivering a powerful marketing message full of holiday cheer. That partner is Brazos Family Magazine, a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. For more information about Brazos Family Magazine, contact Santa's Elves at Bryan Broadcasting.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA CREF. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA CREF is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Green Teams welcomes the Texas A&M University Construction Science Department to its family of customers. Like many other businesses, Texas A&M's Construction Science Department uses Green Teams for interior landscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals for events like weddings and conferences. Make your work environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior landscaping, call Susie Gallagher with Green Teams, 823-7551. Green Teams.
6:38, a Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair. For over 29 years, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
High pressure will produce some decent weather across the region. Today, we're going to be partly to mostly sunny. We'll find our temperatures getting up to about 85 degrees this morning. I think we do start out with the partly sunny side of things. There are some patchy clouds showing up on this morning's satellite photos. We're clear to partly cloudy tonight, 65 to 70. Partly sunny, a bit warmer tomorrow, 90 to 95. Partial sun Thursday with the chance for a shower or thunderstorm, 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
It's a little bit of, whoa, okay, what are you getting into?
That's Dan Campbell after accepting the interim position for the head coach of the Miami Dolphins. Campbell used to be a tight end at Texas A&M. We'll have more on that story. Lots of awards given out, and a lot of them went to Aggies over the week, and we'll have updates on both NFL teams who are neither one doing well here in Texas. Coming up in sports, we'll do that for you in about 11 minutes.
Okay, I think, I'm not sure, but I think nobody was murdered with a gun in Chicago yesterday. I'm not sure, but at least in the statistics that I can find, we're still at just 351 people have been shot and killed this year.
Just.
In Chicago. Yeah, just 351. So you know, because after all, the president wants common sense legislation about gun control. He gets tired of coming out and telling us about this. But in the city that basically he calls home, 351 people have been shot and killed this year. So, you know, here's the other thing.
And another thing.
I believe when he came into power, I mean, didn't he have the House and the Senate as well?
Yes. Oh, he did.
So if he wanted to have gun control, wouldn't that have been a pretty good time to try to do that?
Yes, now he's just going to do it with the power of the pen.
Yeah. Well,
which scares me to death because I don't know what he's going to do.
Nope, I don't either. We'll see. Well, it just... Anyway. All right, that's fine.
There's 300 million guns in one of him. He can't go pick up every single one.
No, he can't. He can't pick
every I'm not one. Concerned with that. Just what he's going to do scares the daylights out of me.
Well, and the... Yeah. And again, people who use them in their job, those first responders who have those guns, are going to be just as concerned, more so probably, because of that. But, you know, if we outlaw guns, then only outlaws have guns. So there.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's worked so well outlawing heroin. Yeah. You never see that.
No. So, we'll see. Interesting, though, you know, the terms that are used on another subject. The White House has avoided describing the weekend attack at the Afghani hospital as a war crime, citing the ongoing investigations. Josh Earnest yesterday told reporters, "The events in Afghanistan are a profound tragedy. We're talking about doctors who have left the safety and comfort of their homes and traveled to a remote region of the world that everybody knows is dangerous, and they are risking their lives. That fact that some of those individuals lost their lives is a profound tragedy." But again, it's not a war crime yet. Obviously, we're going to be watched. We are going to be watched. Make sure that we handle that properly. Let's see. Yeah, presidential. Oh, Mrs. Clinton. Mrs. Clinton is running for president. I don't know if you've heard about that or not. So I saw a little bit of the video from Saturday Night Live on the TV.
And?
Well, I mean, that lady looks like her. And, you know, whatever that actress's name is, I'm not sure who it is. You know, she has a tremendous amount of power and influence, if you think about it, how she wants to portray that character. And
it worked so well that they thought Sarah Palin was saying stuff
well,
she didn't say.
Exactly, right, exactly. Kate McKinnon.
Kate
McKinnon, of course it is. So we'll see how the Katester does on that as time goes by. Anyway, Ms. Clinton is apparently trailing Jeb Bush. That's how well she's doing. By 10 points.
Jeez.
And Donald Trump by 7 points in the poll. So this is the Wall Street Journal, NBC News, and Marist poll. Carly Fiorina's moving up. She is leading Hillary by 14 points among early voters in
relatively Iowa. Impressed with her.
Oh yeah. Well, look. Here's the deal. I mean, her job was to do presentations.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she can do a presentation, and if she's the product that she's selling, she probably does a pretty good job of it. And again, pretty smart lady and common sense. Again, the top three vote getters as far as the polls are concerned on the Republican side are not politicians. So what's that tell us? Just saying.
And both the Republicans and Democrats are going, why are these outsiders all doing so well?
Yeah, well. Yeah,
I don't understand.
Yeah, we can't have this. This changes the whole thing. Oh, by the way, before we leave guns, Harry Reid, of course, saying it's the Republicans' fault. Republicans are puppets of the National Rifle Association.
Oh,
That's the reason that we don't have gun legislation.
Well, so somebody said that they petitioned the White House to go after the NRA as a terroristic group.
Oh, good. Well, once again, that's all it takes is the internet and somebody who wants to write that, and so they can, I guess, start that. They can start up a petition for anything that they
Oy
want.
Oy vey.
John Boehner postponing the House GOP elections for majority leader and whip at the request of conservatives. House Republicans had been scheduled to vote behind closed doors tomorrow for the two positions, but will now just vote on electing a speaker to replace Boehner. Votes on a new majority leader and a whip will not take place until after the full House votes to elect a new speaker on the 29th. They do one behind closed doors, and then they go out and ceremoniously do all that stuff. Current leader is, majority leader, of course, is Kevin McCarthy. California, favored to win the speakership, but Jason Chavez joined the race on Sunday. We'll talk to Bill Flores tomorrow. He's chairman of the Republican Study Committee, and they are having kind of a candidates forum, if you will, for lack of a better term, with all those folks tomorrow. They're supposed to fill out a little thing about how they, you know, how they feel on certain issues like Obamacare and stuff. So we'll see how that works out. And hackers apparently struck the Trump hotel chain.
Hmm.
Fox News reporting that customers' credit and debit cards may have been stolen at seven Trump hotels after the chain's payment system, including the front desk, restaurant, and gift shops, were hacked over a year, starting back in May of 2014. It's an interesting story. We didn't get to it yesterday. I don't know if we'll have time to do it today. If somebody breaks into your house, you know almost immediately, especially if you're there. How is it that businesses do not know that they have been hacked? Systems do not know they've been hacked. And obviously, there need to be some more warning flags out there. And I think the interview obviously was with a security firm who would obviously say, well, you need us. If you had us, that wouldn't have happened. But it is. It's kind of interesting that you don't have a watchdog. I guess there are probably more of those people in place now than there have been in the past. But that a company can be hacked and them not know it for way too long, weeks, months, whatever. But, you know, the most fun one was the Sony one.
Oh, yeah.
Because they were just dropping stuff.
There was at least entertainment.
Little info bombs out there. Yeah. And that's it. That's the ultimate gossip. I mean, TMZ is going, dang, man, I wish we'd had that stuff. All right, 647.
Tickets are now available for this year's Brazos Valley Fair and Rodeo. Head out to the Brazos County Expo October 16th, 17th, and 18th. There's fun for all with the carnival, rodeo, awesome concerts, shopping, high-flying canines, livestock shows, a tailgate area, and more. Discounted tickets and unlimited ride wristbands available until October 11th at Producers Co-op, Cavenders, and online at BrazosValleyFair.com or call 979-821-1450.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, October 10th, it's Farmer Rancher Liability Issues. Come explore a complex issue with tons of importance this week at Producers. And be sure to bring your legal questions. Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
If you're short on outdoor gardening space, or if you just like having plants to be around you all the time, then you need to consider the several fine flowering houseplants. We're going to talk today about some that are not the commonplace. They're not things like mums and azaleas that you discard after they're through blooming. Some of these are types that you can reflower and that will stay with you for a long period of time. I'll be back with details right after this important message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. This book was published just last year. It is not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening, but an entirely new format. I barely opened the old 1991 book as I was writing this one. Chapter 1 covers the basics of successful gardening in Texas. Chapter 2 is the information I used to include in my annual Texas gardening calendars. When to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants you're growing. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, turf, fruit, and vegetables. I self-published this book so I can sell it for only $28.95 plus tax and postage, signed copy. It's not in stores, not on Amazon. Satisfaction guaranteed. NeilSperry.com, 1-800-752-GROW. 800-752-4769, NeilSperry.com. If we're looking for somewhat uncommon flowering houseplants, I want to start with one that certainly is uncommon. That's Cressandra. It's a lovely small flowering plant. I love this little plant. It's lustrous. Dark green leaves are attractive enough. But when the plant blooms, its orange sherbet-colored flowers provide a stunning contrast to the foliage. And given good light and careful attention, Cressandras will continue blooming for months. Mature plant size, 8 to 12 inches. Don't beat yourself up if it eventually goes away on you. It will happen, but it's a beautiful plant, otherwise Cressandra. There has been such a proliferation of orchids in the last 10 or 20 years. They are some of the most popular of our flowering houseplants, especially the Phalaenopsis orchids. They're wonderful, and hopefully you're trying them. You just have to be patient. You may have ruled them out years ago, but do give them the second consideration. Phalaenopsis and Paphiopedilum orchids are the easiest, but there are many other genera as well. Give them bright light and high humidity, and they'll bloom at their appointed season each year. Bromeliads are fun. They become mainstream flowering houseplants. Their leaves are spectacular, and the floral spikes are dazzling. There are literally hundreds of varieties available. They remain in bloom for several months, at which time the mother plant dies and the young sprouts or pups begin developing into new plants. Most popular houseplant bromeliads are epiphytes. That is, they grow suspended in trees. It's important that you know that so you can provide water into their vases in the centers of the leaves. African violets and their relatives make up the last group of flowering houseplants I want to talk about today. Although they have the reputation of being difficult to grow indoors, the secret with African violets lies in giving them attentive care. They require bright light, constant moisture, and warm temperatures. Given those conditions and nourished with a specialty African violet fertilizer, they should bloom almost incessantly. Flame violets or apicias are also charming. They're trailing relatives with green or brownish leaves and red, yellow, white, or lavender blooms. They're great in hanging baskets. These aren't the easiest of the houseplants, but really patient gardeners will do very well with the African violets and all of their relatives. I hope you'll enjoy houseplants. They really are fun. I'm Neil Sperry. Special plants for special places will be the subject of our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It's 6:51. An off week for Texas A&M football generally means kind of a slow time, but a few things to report. A&M's October 17th game, which is the next one, against Alabama, will kick at 2:30 and be aired nationally on CBS. Of course, the pregame here in Aggieland starts with Scott and Tom in the Fan Zone. That'll crank up at 11:30. Dave and Dave take over at 1:30. Texas A&M senior place kicker Taylor Bartlett has been named the Lou Groza Award Weekly Star of the Week on Monday after connecting on a career-long 55-yard field goal in the Aggies' 30-17 win over then-number 21 Mississippi State. Texas A&M sophomore Miles Garrett earned Southeastern Conference Defensive Lineman of the Week honors after one of the most complete games of his career in the Aggies' win over Mississippi State. Garrett, from Arlington, Texas, filled the stat sheet with 7 tackles, a sack for a loss, 2 tackles for a loss, a forced fumble, and a batted down pass. Lots of awards coming to Aggieland as Texas A&M middle blocker Jasmine Babers has been named both SEC Player of the Week and SEC Defensive Player of the Week. Congratulations to Janae Cassiano. She was selected as the SEC Offensive Player of the Week for the A&M women's soccer team. The number 11 Texas A&M women's golf team is in second place heading into the third round of the Jim West Challenge at Tapatio Springs. The team shot a 3-under for the second consecutive day. They'll tee off this morning. Joe Feldman has been fired 4 games into a fresh season as the head coach of the Miami Dolphins, tight ends coach, and Aggie, Dan Campbell, who's been with the Dolphins since 2010, was promoted to interim coach yesterday. Campbell was drafted by the New York Giants in 99, and he was a little overwhelmed when he was told he had the new gig.
It was a little surreal, but at the same time, it was something that I was willing to accept. There's only 32 of these spots. It's interim head coach. I understand that, but it's a little bit of, whoa, okay, what are you getting into? But it's also, I'm ready for this. I can do this. I know what it takes to win in this league, and so I know what it needs to look like. I know how I want it to look like.
A quick hop into high school as the Associated Press has released their top 10. Navasota remains number 1 in 4A. Franklin and Cameron are 3 and 4 respectively in 3A, and Bremond is number 2 in 2A. And it appears to be an epidemic. Officials of a suburban Houston school district have suspended 2 head coaches and 11 football players after an on-field brawl between players of both teams cut short the high school football game. They also decided that Spring and cross-district rival Spring Westfield must both take forfeits in the game. Both teams were previously undefeated when the brawl erupted midway through the fourth quarter of Friday's game. And heartbreak last night for the Lions in Monday Night Football.
Matthew takes, wants to throw, looks, throws over the middle. It is caught at the 5. Calvin Johnson, touchdown Detroit Lions. Or did he fumble? They're going to say he fumbled out of the back of the end zone. Are you kidding me? It looked like he broke the plane.
Oh, my goodness. They punched it out at the 1-yard line. Unbelievable.
The Lions were about to complete a 91-yard touchdown drive when Chancellor punched the ball out on the one-yard line with 1:45 left. And the injury bug bites the Dallas Cowboys again. Here's Cowboys head coach Jason Garrett.
It doesn't look good. We anticipate him having a torn ACL. We'll determine when he's going to have his surgery as the week goes on.
Dallas running back Lance Dunbar will miss the rest of the season with what appears to be an ACL tear in his left knee. It's the latest major injury for offense already missing starters Tony Romo and Dez Bryant. The Cowboys host defending Super Bowl champion New England this Sunday. And finally, the Houston Texans are sticking with Ryan Mallett as their starting quarterback despite his recent struggles. Mallett threw an interception and didn't lead the Texans to any points before he was replaced by Brian Hoyer late in a 48-21 loss to Atlanta Sunday. Texans coach Bill O'Brien said they have to move on from the lopsided loss.
You know, we're a team that is going to continue to fight. We're a team that's going to come to work. Our guys are in here right now working in the weight room, working on Indianapolis already, and we're going to improve. We're going to get better.
The Texans have a short turnaround before hosting AFC foe Indianapolis Thursday. And that's your sports brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Property experts at Selling Lifestyles, Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors. Find Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors on Facebook or call us at 846-8400.
Experience a floral gathering at Trisha Barksdale Designs. Close your eyes and imagine your dream garden. Spunky snapdragons, bold Texas sunflowers, and dainty tea roses mingled with hints of lavender and sage. Imagine displaying this dream garden on your dining room table. Favorite blossoms and herbs joined together in Grandma's antique milk glass vase. Go like Trisha Barksdale Designs on Facebook to view her stunning arrangements. With a horticulturist's natural touch and your best friend's intuition, Trisha Barksdale creates one-of-a-kind, fresh, and silk designs to keep your home vibrant.
Where's the best place to store my stuff?
Welcome to Metro Mini Storage. Our storage sizes range from small to enormous. Metro Mini Storage is completely gated with a dual security system. There are climate and non-climate controlled units. Plus, you get the use of a free truck when you move in. Metro Mini Storage on Texas Avenue at Deacon and College Station next to Burger King. Metro Mini Storage. Call 695-8800 or online at metroministorage.net.
St. Joseph Eagle football fans, here's a reminder for you to listen to St. Joseph Eagles football throughout the season on 88.5 FM. St. Joseph Eagle football is brought to you this season by these fine local businesses.
Jeff Paradowski, attorney at law, Glockson Family Partnership, Prosperity Bank, and Jason Bianski, BCR Realtor.
Listen to St. Joseph Eagles football on 88.5 FM. Special thanks to all of our St. Joseph Eagle football sponsors.
Nothing says great times quite like Aggie football. And Watercrest at Bryan Retirement Community celebrates the 12th man in style. Enjoy beautiful independent living in the heart of Aggieland with spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom residences, views of legendary Kyle Field, community tailgate parties, and more. Customize your lifestyle at Watercrest at Bryan, a game day Aggie broadcast partner, and schedule your tour today. Visit watercrestbryan.com, where the maroon and white is always on full display.
Meet Fred, world champion excuse maker.
That's me.
He's been late for work 5 days in a row. His excuses?
Someone stole my steering wheel, my cat had a root canal, my cousin's houseboat sank, and I had to feed my neighbor's ferret.
So what's his excuse for not going to AggielandHelpWanted.com? He knows he'll find a terrific new job from a great local employer.
Yeah.
It's free. There are more local job postings than anywhere else, and applying for jobs is even easier than ever before.
Well, yeah.
So, champ?
I was abducted by aliens.
Uh-huh. There's no excuse. Go to AggielandHelpWanted.com today. Long name. Amazing results.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
Here's a strange one for you. An odd sight happened in California when a mountain lion was spotted on top of a telephone pole. Reporters say that a school bus full of screaming children frightened the cougar, prompting it to run away and climb the utility pole. Witness called it rather hilarious because birds usually consider the pole to be their territory. As a really, really big cat. Anyway, got down on its own. But Nonetheless, they can climb telephone poles if they have to. Here's our weather. Going to be about 86, 87, really all week long and into the weekend. Slight chance of showers about 20% as we head toward the weekend. A low each night about 68 or so. Right now, 64. WTAW College Station Bryan, WTAW FM Buffalo. It's 7 o'clock.